AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump wrapping up his state visit to the UK.
Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else, and he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
Well, Trump has hailed ABC's move to sideline Kimmel over a comment about the man accused of killing Kirk. CBS's Natalie Brand says Trump fielded questions alongside Britain's prime minister.
The leaders also discussed Russia's war on Ukraine as the U.S. and European allies try to put pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the fighting.
He's let me down. He's really let me down.
As for the war between Israel and Hamas, President Trump was asked about the prime minister's support recognizing a Palestinian state unless Israel met certain conditions.
I have a disagreement with the prime minister on that score.
And Trump also indicated he's working to return Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan back to U.S. control. The U.S. conceded it in 2021 when the Taliban took over. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. New technology released for rising rivers and floods. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
NOAA's new river flooding maps are out in western parts of Wisconsin. Mainly focused on the Mississippi River Valley, this is a new tool that visually shows in high resolution street-level views of where floodwaters may rise onto land. It basically puts water on a map for forecasters to see precisely what streets and homes are at risk. It calculates the current flow of rivers and gives a new forecast update every hour for the National Weather Service to use. This will help with both flood forecasting and warnings. The flood inundation mapping, called FIP, can also forecast up to 5 days out. The program started just 2 years ago, but only covered Louisiana, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Now, 60% of the country has this new information to work with. By next year, NOAA says the entire country will be covered, including eastern areas of Wisconsin, near Lake Michigan, and up north. The National Water Prediction Forecast models will be used for more than 3.6 million river miles. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A popular Green Bay grocery store chain is being bought out by a St. Louis-based company, Connie Fellman reports.
Festival Foods will keep the same name, but be owned by the newly formed 1939 Group Incorporated, the holding company for the Schnucks Market grocery chain. Mark Scogan, outgoing CEO of Festival Foods, said in a news release the transition will help expand the company's impact and continue their tradition of community support across the Midwest. Scogan's Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers has 51 stores throughout Wisconsin, including here in Northeast Wisconsin. 42 stores operate under the Festival Foods banner. I'm Connie Fellman.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Partly cloudy, but still hanging on to some heat today. High temperatures flirt with 80 degrees, and by early this evening, a chance of a shower or maybe a storm could spark. It'll leave us tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, breezier, and cooler, highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
On Thursday night, the Wausau East High School football team travels to Mosinee for a Great Northern Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Compass Properties, Grand Avenue Artifactory, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Lop Notes, The Mill Yard, Northland Painting, Mua's Callan Street Pub. It's Wausau East at Mosinian High School football, Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 on your home for high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times writer Victoria Davis, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins us to update us on everything Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we are back, folks. I'm Alex Lawson, sitting in for Tom Hartman. I'm the executive director of Social Security Works, the co-owner of We Act Radio, and really happy to be on air with you. And I'll be trying to get to all of your calls as we make our way through this hour and the next. This hour, we are joined by Ryan Grimm, who is just an absolutely amazing journalist doing great work at Drop Site News. We are going to bring him on now. I don't see him on our system yet. But he'll be coming on, and I'm going to continue to take your calls. Please give us a call, 202-808-9925. I want to hear from you. I want to talk about this. I want you to raise your voice. I want to be part of the apparatus that allows us to speak to each other, because I cannot tell you how true it is that in this moment of great fear that is swamping this country, that now is the time for our courage. Now is the time for us to raise our voices and to point out the injustices that we're seeing, and not allow the billionaires to craft a narrative that's divorced from the reality. The reality is, we're going to be talking with Ryan Grimm of Drop Site News in just a few minutes about this. The reality is that there's a genocide being perpetrated in Gaza right now, and it's with U.S. taxpayer money. The UN just released a report that identified what Israel is doing as a genocide. And it is important for us to raise our voices, stand together, and demand that the people in power work for us, the people, and not just their billionaire donors. So I'm really pleased to be joined now on the phone by Ryan Grimm, a reporter and more at Drop Site News, and a great friend of mine. Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I am remembering how hard it is to do this media thing. I'll tell you that. So kudos to you.
What's got you tripped up?
Oh, it's the technicals, Ryan. You know that. It's hitting the timing marks. That's the easy part, is talking to this wonderful audience. Yeah, I'm just joking around. Let's dive into it before.
Oh, no, yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky.
Before
harder
I
than it looks.
Don't hit another mark. So your reporting, I mean, I don't know where to start. So maybe you could sort of proffer where you think we are in the story right now. I mean, the Israeli assault in Gaza has kicked off at a rate that I think we haven't even, it seems like the end game. Is that sort of what your reporting shows?
Well, it has seemed like that for many, many months. So, and yet the Israeli military continues to find, you know, greater depths. So I've given up wondering if we're approaching the end game. President Trump is in the UK now, and he was actually just pressed about, you know, why he is not reining in his proxies in Gaza, and he went back and cited October 7th and produced a litany of atrocity propaganda, none of which was accurate. You know, there are a lot of atrocities carried out on October 7th, but for whatever reason, Trump and all of his allies don't reference the ones that were actually carried out. They fabricate additional ones and highlight those. It's such a bizarre element of this entire thing. But you know, so he just greenlit Tony Blair to move forward with this, you know, post-war UN-linked kind of occupation of Gaza, but it ignores the reality that the war isn't over. Like, there are still, you know, according to Tony Blinken, tens of thousands of resistance fighters, you know, still active in Gaza. So there's this kind of divorce from reality that, okay, like, they can bomb everybody there, they can cut off food, they can starve people, but the second that they send ground troops in, they start getting ambushed again. I think four IDF soldiers died recently in Rafah. And actually two were killed at the Jordanian border today, which is terrible for humanitarian aid because, according to the Israeli reports, at least the guy was posing as an aid truck driver. So now they've shut that crossing down and their calls have completely cut off all humanitarian aid again. But then that goes to the question, well, okay, what's Tony Blair? Tony Blair and what army? Like, the IDF is already waging war there and not, quote-unquote, winning in the sense that they're not able to, you know, hold major population centers because they get pushed back against. So how are you going to – and then reconstruction crews and go on about this massive population transfer? It's just – not thought out. So it's just day after day of carnage.
So I think that it also, though, fits in with what we were talking about in the first hour. And I know, you know, it's why you started Dropsite News is and it might even answer why they lie. Right. Why don't they tell the truth? You know, there were atrocities committed on October 7th. So why do they choose the false ones? And the point is that they are crafting a narrative, right? They're just, it's important for them, it's more important for them to not let the truth get out than anything else. Because when the truth gets out, it's what you just said, there is no plan, right? But they create a reality for people to believe that's very divorced from what's actually happening. So I know Dropsite News just raised money to try to protect journalists who had to move and move south in Gaza. Can you just speak to, like, what drove you to do that and the importance of truth-telling journalism in basically thwarting the effort to create this narrative?
Yeah, I think the fundraiser is now over $200,000, and it was just launched last week. I think well over 1,000 readers and viewers have donated to this fund, which is began to support 29 journalists that we and an organization that works in Gaza, Unmute Humanity, had vetted. As you know, these are real journalists doing real work for years on the ground in Gaza. That list has, I think, since expanded to about 50, maybe 51 reporters, because we raised more money than than we thought we were going to be able to, because I think the hunger to do something is so great out there. And the, you know, what the core idea behind DropSite.
We've only got 10 seconds here on the radio, but can you stick with me through the break?
Yeah, sure.
So,
and I'll tell you the core idea.
Yeah, we're gonna come right back, I'm gonna take calls after Ryan. I'm Alex Lawson, sitting in for Tom Hartman, and we'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Give us a call, 202-808-9925. We want to hear from you.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau, every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop Parade.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden,
He is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips towards theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Welcome back to the Tom Hartman program. I'm Alex Lawson sitting in for Tom Hartman. I've got on the phone Ryan Grimm, amazing journalist from Dropsite News. Ryan, we're talking about what I don't want to be too highfalutin about it, but at the end of the day, it is an assault on truth. It is an assault on truth tellers, and it is in service of a small group of billionaires and those who work for them who aren't interested in facts. They're interested in their story because they're doing deeply unpopular things. And so if the people know that they're doing these deeply unpopular things, then the people stand up and say no. And that's why I believe there's such a coordinated assault from murdering of journalists to shutting down TV shows that President Trump disagrees with. They're obviously worlds apart in many ways, but in other ways, it's one assault, an assault on truth. And so tell me how people can get involved with Dropsite and basically with supporting the forces of truth telling, like you did with the journalist fund that you raised over $200,000 for.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest thing people do is just sign up to get our emails over at dropsitenews.com. And then, occasionally we'll, let people know about other things that we're doing. We'll, also send out our Dropsite Daily, which is a new morning newsletter that we've been doing, as well as, the investigations, get sent out as well. So go over there and do that. But I think it's extra important at this moment that people make direct connections with media that they want to read, because there is so much of an effort by the Trump administration to sever those connections, to destroy those media institutions. We're witnessing a mass consolidation of power at the of the media by the Trump administration as we speak. You just saw ABC capitulate. You've seen CBS, get taken over by Larry Ellison's kid. You've got Larry Ellison taking over TikTok. you know, if you think about the platforms that are left, there's basically radio, YouTube to some degree. But otherwise, you know, every major media or social media is now, you know, owned by, or controlled by somebody close to Trump, whether it's, you know, TikTok, Facebook, WhatsApp,
Twitter,
ABC, you know, Twitter owned by Elon Musk. So it's pretty bad when YouTube is like the last bastion, before you get to Rumble, which doesn't really have, there's not really many people on there, but I mean, maybe eventually people will start gravitating towards there. But it's, you know, it's currently
new.
Pretty right wing coded.
This isn't new either, right? I mean, like billionaires consolidating the control of information. Like, this is textbook. This is textbook stuff.
This is a different level. You know, what we're used to is billionaire control of the media and, you know, broadly kind of setting direction, you know, toward the interests of billionaires, but underneath that, allowing the media to operate, you know, within confines that the billionaires set. Well, the level that we're entering now is direct intervention by the Trump administration, specifically telling news organizations what to do, who to fire, who to hire, what they can report, what they can't report. Like that's a different level of control of the media.
I think it is when you are talking about, you know, recent history in this country. But I mean, if you broaden out, this is like rule number one of authoritarians, right? So it's not new.
It's not new. It's not new in the world. Like this is the Hungary approach. This is Viktor Orban. Viktor Orban in particular is very much admired by the contemporary American right. And he, you know, completely, it's not unique to him, but he did it, I think more impressively.
Ryan, we talked about that earlier in the show too. Ryan Grimm, Dropsite News, dropsitenews.com, right now, in this unprecedented assault in America on the truth. It's more important than ever to support truth tellers like Ryan, like Jeremy, like the reporters on the ground that Dropsite News supports. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us on the Tom Hartman program.
Yeah, you got it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 202-808-9925. I'm Alex Lawson, sitting in for Tom Hartman, and we'll be right back.
With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
If you've been watching the dairy markets recently, you may have noticed that there has been a bit of a decrease in that class 3 milk price. But there are options to help with the revenue stream. I'm Ben Jarbo with Midwest Farm Report, and Bryce Windecker, a dairy analyst with EverEgg, is here to give some insight on why beef and coal cows may be necessary for dairy farmers in the near future. We'll take a listen into that right after this.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is building strong farms for a strong future right here in America's Dairyland. Join them and Pam Yonke at World Dairy Expo on October 1st and 2nd at 1 p.m. at booths 3403 and 3404 in the exhibition hall.
Axiota Animal Health is focused on science-based solutions for dairy animal health. Multimin 90 provides a blend of injectable vitamins. Lactopro helps support high-energy diets. Learn more about Axiota on Thursday, October 2nd at 9:30 a.m. or visit axiota.com. Now let's listen in to Bryce Windecker speaking on beef and coal cows.
I was sitting down with a dairy yesterday, and by the time you add up their calf revenue and coal cow revenue as a dollar per hundredweight spread out over their milk, it was $4.46, you know, and I'm seeing that. I mean, $4 is a very common number for these farms. So when we're talking risk management, I mean, you got to be looking at this beef thing. It's never been higher. Yeah, sure, people say it's not slated to go down for a while, but with the way milk prices are now, I mean, that revenue is even more critical now than it's ever been before. If we lose, you know, some beef revenue too, I mean, that takes it from a bad situation to pretty catastrophic in my mind.
Bryce Windecker, a dairy analyst with EverEgg, giving some risk management considerations. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Thursday. It is a mix today with cash and new crop corn down 1.25 at 425.5 and cash and new crop soybeans down 5 at 1038.75. December wheat is moving down 1.5 cents at 526.75. Class 3 milk continues showing gains with October contracts up 38 cents at 1774 hundredweight. And November contracts up 24 cents at 1726 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Partly cloudy, but still hanging on to some heat today. High temperatures flirt with 80 degrees, and by early this evening, a chance of a shower or maybe a storm could spark. It'll leave us tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, breezier, and cooler, highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, yeah. I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should
tape
that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full with sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Welcome back, folks. I'm Alex Lawson, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Just had a wonderful conversation with Ryan Grimm about, just the horrible, horrible genocide that is being perpetrated in Gaza right now. And along with that, the necessary assault on truth and truth tellers when such a deeply unpopular thing is being perpetrated, the first casualty will be the truth, because the perpetrators know that if people truly understand what's going on, then the people will stand up and say no. And we're seeing that this playbook is well known and being followed in its own way here in America as well, with Donald Trump literally deciding the career fate, who gets to be on the air, who doesn't get to be on the air. He has written down his list and he's sticking to it, looking for any ability to make that happen. And he's using the organs of state, the FCC, in this case, with a full MAGA Trump partisan at its head, to force the billionaire owned corporate media to toe the line. Truth is, though, they're fine to toe the line because they're just consolidating as fast as possible. And the only antidote to this is you. It's your voice. It's you finding truth tellers like Tom Hartman and the Tom Hartman program, Ryan Grimm, Dropsite News, supporting and pushing out and expanding the reach of truth tellers. That is how we will win. And remember, they have money, but we've got people. We've got people. So that's what we have to lean into, our strength. So I'm going to go to as many calls as I can. Maverick in Washington on KBCS. Maverick, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Hey, welcome to you, Alex. Retired radio guy here and longtime political wonk. I just want to let you know that you're filling some big shoes. You're doing a fine job. I mean, I'm serious about that. You're doing a great job. And I got to back into a job site, so I'm going to just leave you with this real quick. The old world is dying while the new world struggles to be born. Meanwhile, we have monsters.
Now is the time of monsters. Thank you, Maverick. Thank you for that. And, you know, I recently heard Maurice Mitchell from the Working Families Party give a speech on that exact topic, using that quote, which I do think also shows that, history doesn't necessarily repeat, but it does rhyme, to quote another well-known one. I think it's important for people to understand what that means. And it is when one age passes to another, when one order crumbles and a new order is being built right now. I think one of the stories that is really under the radar is showing that is Saudi Arabia just inked a military alliance with Pakistan, meaning that Saudi Arabia, mutual defense and military, right? This is a full reordering. Now you have Saudi Arabia, a country in the Middle East that is in a military alliance with nuclear power, nuclear armed Pakistan, who do not have a proscription against proactive use of nuclear weapons. So, you know, the move of this of Saudi Arabia, which would be one of the most classic client states of the U.S., you know, this is one of the strongest sort of crumbling and weakening, and you're seeing Saudi Arabia go its own way. That is a whole shift in the world. When you saw Russia and China and India get together. So there is a massive change that we are in the middle of. And in times of great change, there's great turmoil. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing. Now, the assault on truth and truth tellers is part of that, right? If they want to pretend like everything's going great, they want to pretend like prices aren't skyrocketing, like the dollar, the value of the dollar is not crashing, like they haven't stolen healthcare from 15 million people, like hundreds of hospitals won't close. But all of that is true. They can't get away from the truth. The truth is real. There is reality. And no matter how hard they try, they will consistently get hit in the face with the fact that they can't get away from that. Now, they're going to try their hardest. They're going to, with their money, they're going to try to limit our ability to say what we want, to find real truth tellers. And so now is the time of monsters. But also, so importantly, the time of truth tellers. This is when people will find that their voice is more powerful and meaningful now than at any other time. So, Maverick, thanks for your call. I'm gonna go to Rob on Free Speech TV in Mesa, Arizona. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to say that, like, since our voices don't seem to get anywhere, we need to start speaking with our wallets. We need to, like NBC and CBS or whoever's going through and just basically banning people we don't think should be banned. We should call the advertisers on those shows up and say, hey, I'm not buying your product as long as you're on that show or on that network. We need to have the influencers start kind of spreading the word because our wallets will speak louder because everything you see going on right now with the banning of comedians and all that is all dividend driven. This is, you know, dividends have no conscience. And so these companies are just saying, hey, what's in our bottom line? Sure, we'll do that. So they, you know, it's just money. So let's speak their language, vote, you know, speak out with your wallet and tell people who advertise, we're not going to buy your product or service, and especially the local vendors.
Rob, thank you so much for that. I think that's really an important point. I would say get organized on that. Look for people who are organizing campaigns in that direction. But also, it's super important to support, to use the power of our wallets, which is tremendous, not just in the direction of boycotting companies, which, you know, is a great tactic if organized, but really in supporting truth tellers as well. Right. So supporting the Tom Hartman program, supporting DropSite News, finding the truth tellers and outlets that are doing the important journalism and telling the actual story of what's going on and supporting them because they're up against you know, billionaires who are owning and buying up and controlling of much as much of the platforms and ability for people to get the word out. But we do have this tremendous strength, this networked power of millions of people who do want, they don't want the state-sponsored, you know, supposed truth. Americans are allergic to that entire concept that one man is going to tell us how to live our lives, how we should think and feel about what's happening, that one man is going to actually be able to do what's necessary in this country for millions of people to live fruitful, fun, productive lives. We know it's not true. We know that for all the imperfections of our democracy, it is still the truth that problems with democracy are solved with more democracy. You don't solve the problems of a democratic system that is too influenced by billionaires by putting in power a billionaire.
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Give us a call. I'm going to try to get through all of the calls. 202-808-9925.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School football team plays host to Wisconsin Rapids in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, and K5 Construction. It's Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids in high school football. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 on Wausau's only radio home for high school play-by-play. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you're still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of formulations for just about everything, sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise, they even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use promo code TOM. T-H-O-M. That's cbdistillery.com. Promo code T-H-O-M. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. And we are back. I'm going to go right to the phone lines here. I'm Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom Hartman. On the Tom Hartman program, I'm going to go to Bill in Indiana.
I'm from the glass.
And Bill, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to get my cat off my lap. Now, I tell you what I called about, and it's kind of interesting because I moved to Indiana about 4 months ago from Virginia, from Richmond. And I was listening to Phil, who called in this morning. I remember kind of the part, gist of it. He's 69 years old, has been a lifelong Democrat, lifelong Illinoisan, and talking about corruption on the current administration. I'm not denying that may not be true, but I went to ChatGPT to put in corruption in Illinois. Illinois was corrupt before it became a state, and it's been equal opportunities. Four of the last 11 governors served jail time.
Absolutely, Bill. I'm gonna take your point as originally from Illinois. I can make the joke that's true. Illinois, where our governors make your license plates. What I think you're engaging in, and I think probably in good faith, you might not know, it's a logical fallacy. To quoque, I don't know how to pronounce it, but the fact that other corruption exists has no bearing at all on the fact that the Trump administration is corrupt. And so it's a logical fallacy to sort of say, oh, well, you know, you say the Trump administration's correct, but you know who was also correct? The Ryan administration, when he was governor of Illinois. Yep. And they're unrelated. So the tendency to do that, I actually think there's this a deep tendency to do that in politics. One side is like, the hypocrisy, and the other side is like, they do it too. And I'm sitting here being like, I don't care. I just want to have a government that works for the people, and not the billionaires. And you know what? Politicians of any label could create that reality, and politicians of any label could fight against that reality. The important thing to me is that the people understand what the goal is. And it's not partisanship. Who cares? Who cares about the labels? The goal is to build a country, a world, a philosophy, and an understanding that when we work together, we can build a economy, a health infrastructure, education system. We can move away from this culture of violence, of all of the ills that we see. We can actually solve. This is the richest country in the history of the world. But we need to identify the problem. And the problem isn't, oh, they did the. The problem is billionaires. The problem is billionaires make money off of our discord. They make money off of chaos. They hate things that work. Social Security works, so they want to destroy it. They make no money off of Social Security, so they hate it. Public education works, so they want to destroy it. That's what I care about. I care about people understanding what the goal of government is, and it is to create a society that works for all of us. I've only got 1 minute here, so I'm going to go really quickly to Gar and watching on the Tom Hartman app. Gar in Atlanta, really quickly.
How you doing, Alex?
Thank you.
Let me say this quickly. I appreciate you because you're making good sense. But my thing is, we are the United States of America. Until we understand what that word united is, I mean, we can always run into these difficult situations. The word united is not calculus. It's not trigonometry. It's not a science, rocket science. It's a simple word, united, United States of America. No one's talking about that. Nobody's bringing that up, United States of America. And a name is good as gold. Name is
Gar,
good as gold.
And I thank you for that. That is a really great point. United, and, you know, that's what I am also trying to say. United, together, the people, that's what we need to be. And if we raise our voices together, we can make that a reality. Thank you so much for your call, Gar. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Alex Lawson. We will be back after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matinee on Air.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping
in chess. Listen to you laugh.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Federal Trade Commission in seven states are suing Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation, for allegedly conspiring with brokers to inflate concert ticket prices. President Trump wrapped up his state visit to Britain today with a press conference that touched on a number of issues, including the war in Ukraine and his talks with Russian President Putin.
I mean, frankly, the Russian soldiers are being killed at a higher rate than the Ukrainian soldiers. But, he said, let me down.
The president also said he wants to keep Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, which was handed over to the Taliban. Mark Strassman is following a meeting of an advisory panel that would vote on whether to change the standard for childhood vaccines.
If the committee changes the recommendations for these vaccines, puts up impediments to consumers getting the vaccines, that is going to, of course, rankle many people.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.